In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christos Anesti. Good morning. One more time. Good morning. There you go. Good job. All right. It is a blessing to see all of you this kind of wet morning in May. As I was looking at all the rain, and as I was driving in this morning, and I looked outside, and you can see they were having a lot of wonderful work being done in our parking lot, which is much needed. But when we get all this rain, what tends to happen to all that dirt? It becomes mud. That's right. So the mud reminded me of something that happened to me a long, long time ago. It was the first time that I had ever gotten stuck in the mud as a young driver. And I remember what I did was there was no place to park in the driveway there, so I got onto the grass, and it began to rain and continued to rain. And then when I got back in the car, it was mud, right? So when I got in the car, I began to go. I put my foot on the pedal, and guess what happened? I got stuck, right? My tire spun a little bit. So what do you think this smart first-time driver did? He slammed on the pedal, right? And what happened? Mud flew everywhere, and my tires spun and spun and spun some more. And I didn't really go anywhere. Well, I kind of went somewhere. Where I went was down. Right? The more I spun the tires, the deeper into the mud I got. The more I spun my tires, the deeper into the muck and the mud my car went. I went absolutely nowhere. And I learned two very important lessons that day. The first thing I learned was I have to watch where I park my car, right? I have to be a little more careful about where I put my car. The second thing I learned was that when my tires begin to spin, I should have stopped. Right? I should have stopped. Got out of the car, found some help. Like what happened back in those days, my buddies came and they pushed my car out of the mud. And that's what I should have done the first time. I should have stopped, gotten some help, gotten aboard, whatever it is. But instead, I kept on going deeper and deeper and deeper in the mud. My friends and my family in Christ, this is exactly what we saw this morning. The man who was sick for 38 years kept spinning his wheels. He kept spinning those wheels, and he continued to go deeper and deeper into despair. He continued to go deeper and deeper into fear, into anxiety, until one person showed up, and that one person is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today, it's important for us to, during this liturgy, consider this man and what he did, and consider the many times that we get stuck, or maybe we're stuck right now, and what it is that all of us need to do to become unstuck. So this morning we find our Lord and Savior. He's in Jerusalem again, and he's walking, and it says that he went to this place called Bethesda. It's a pool. And in that pool were all these people, and they were waiting. And what would happen is the scripture tells us that an angel of the Lord would come down, and he would trouble the waters. And when I was little, every time I thought about what troubling of the waters meant, I thought, well, maybe it bubbled. And that's probably what happened, right? The waters would begin to bubble up. And that's when one person would be able to jump in and become healed. And as I thought about all those people today, as I thought about all of them waiting, one thing popped into my mind, that all those people were stuck. They were all sitting there and they were stuck. And we saw that really clearly with the man who was ill for 38 years. Our Lord somehow spots him out of this crowd, and he walks over to him and he says, "Do you want to be healed?" What does he do? Does he tell him yes, Lucia? Go ahead. No, he doesn't say yes. Does he tell him no? No, he doesn't say no. What does he do? He begins to tell Jesus what his problem was. And what he began to tell Jesus was, he said, "If only," because he said, "I have no one." So he was telling Jesus, "If only I had someone to pick me up." I think many times when we get stuck, we do the same thing, right? If only there was no mud, I wouldn't be stuck. If only this person was a little bit nicer to me, I wouldn't have this problem. If only this unforeseen circumstance didn't happen, everything would be okay. But the reality is, what we need to do is look for someone who can help. The reality is, what we need to do when we are stuck in those situations is look for someone who has the ability, who has the strength to help us. And guess what? That person was standing right in front of the man who was ill. So Jesus lovingly allows him to continue kind of pouring his heart out. He allows him to tell him all the things that were wrong. And then our Lord says one powerful word to him. He says, rise, take up your pallet, he says, and walk. Rise. Someone once said that the entire gospel is summed up in that one powerful word, rise. Because that is exactly what our Lord did. A few weeks ago, we celebrated the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We sing every day and we greet each other with Christ is risen, because we believe he is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death. He is risen above all the muck of the world. He is risen above all the pain of the world. And guess what? He offers that to us as well. Jesus is looking at all of us and he's saying the same thing he told that man today. Are you stuck? Do you want to be healed? Rise, take up your pallet and walk. Are you stuck in something? Is something not going right for you? Look to me. Rise, take up your pallet and walk. That is the same call that all of us are receiving. And there's one more thing that's important. At the end of the scripture, the man who was healed, after he got kind of yelled at a little bit by the leadership over there, Jesus finds him. And he says to him, he says, sin no more. And I thought about that today, and I go, what is the Lord talking about? And I think what he's trying to remind this man and all of us is this, that there's always going to be mud and muck in this world. There's always going to be problems. There's always going to be unforeseen events that we weren't planning for. But guess what? There's always Jesus as well. He is reminding him that now you know me, and you know what I can do for you. My friends and my family in Christ, we know him as well. And when we're about to get stuck, instead of spinning our wheels over and over again and going deeper and deeper in despair, we need to stop. Look to him, put out our hand, and allow him to be the one that raises us above the anxiety, that has the power to raise us above the fear and the trouble. And he will be the one that continues to walk with us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Please rise.